This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let's understand the concept of God in Islam. The best reply that any Muslim can give you regarding the concept of God in Islam is quote to you Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112. Verse number 1 to 4, which says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, one and only. Allah, Hussamad. Allah, the absolute and eternal. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor is begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. There is nothing like Him. This is the four-line definition of Almighty God given in the glorious Quran. Any person says so and so candidate is God, if that candidate fits in this four-line definition, we Muslims have got no objection in accepting that candidate as God. And this is exactly what is also mentioned in the Hindu scriptures, the same 4 points. The first is, Qul huwallahu ahad. Say, He is Allah one and only. Same as Chandogya Upanishad, chapter number 6, section number 2, verse number 1, which says, Ikkam evidityam. God is only one without a second. The second point, Allah Hussamad, Allah the absolute eternal. Same thing which we mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 10, verse number 3, that Almighty God is the supreme Lord of all the worlds. Point number 3. Lam yalid walam yulad. He begets not nor is begotten. The same thing which is mentioned in Swetashvatara Upanishad, chapter number 6, verse number 9, that Almighty God has got no parents, He has got no master, He has got no mother, He has got no father. And the fourth is, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ. There's nothing like Him. The same which is mentioned in Swetashvatara Upanishad, chapter number 4, verse number 19, and Yajurveda, chapter number 32, verse number 3, which says, نَتَسْيَ پَتِمَ أَسْتِ. Of Him, there is no likeness. There's nothing like Him. So if any person says so and so candidate is God, if that candidate fits in this four-line definition, which is mentioned in the glorious Quran for a class, or the Hindu scriptures, we Muslims have got no objection in accepting that candidate as God. For example, there are many people who consider Bhagwan Rajneesh to be God. During question answer time, one of the Hindu brothers said that we Hindus don't believe Him to be God. I know, I never said that the Hindus believe Him to be God. I said some people believe Him to be God. I've read the Hindu scriptures. Nowhere do the Hindu scriptures say that Bhagwan Rajneesh is God. But yet, there are many people who consider Bhagwan Rajneesh to be God. So let us put this Bhagwan Rajneesh to the test of Surah Ikhlas and the verses of the Hindu scriptures. The first is, Qul huwallahu ahad. Say He is Allah one and only. Ikkam evidityam. God is only one without a second. Was Rajneesh one and only? Was He the only man who has claimed divinity? There are thousands of men who have claimed divinity, and especially in this country of ours, India, we have thousands who have claimed divinity. He's not the only one. But a Rajneesh Bhakt will say, no, He's unique, He's the only one. So let's go to the next test. Allahu Samad. Allah, the absolute eternal. Was Rajneesh absolute eternal? We read in his biography that Rajneesh was suffering from diabetes, from asthma, from chronic backache. Imagine Almighty God suffering from asthma, chronic backache, from diabetes. The third test, Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is begotten. We know that Rajneesh was born in the state of Madhya Pradesh. He had a mother and father. In 1981, he goes to America. And in the state of Oregon, he starts his own township known as Rajneeshpuram. And he takes thousands of Americans for a ride. Later on, the American government, they arrest him and they put him behind bars. And he says that the American government, they gave me slow poisoning in the jail. Imagine Almighty God being slow poisoned. And in 1985, the American government, they kick him out of USA and he comes back to India. And in the city of Pune, he has his own center, which is today known as the Osho Commune. And if you go to a center Osho Commune, it's mentioned on his tombstone, Bhagwan Rajneesh, Osho Rajneesh, never born, never died. but visited the earth from the 11th of December 1931 to the 19th of January 1990. Never born, never died, but visited the earth from the 11th of December 1931 to the 19th of January 1990. They forgot to mention on his tombstone that he was not given visas to 21 different countries of the world. Imagine Almighty God coming in this world to visit the world and requires visas to enter different countries. And the Archbishop of Greece said, if you don't remove Rajneesh out of this country, we'll burn his house and the house of his disciples. And the last test, Walam yakul lahu kufwan ahad, there's nothing like him, is so stringent that no one besides the true Almighty God can pass. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he is not God. We know that Rajneesh, he had a white beard, he had two eyes, one nose, one mouth, two hands like the human beings. The moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he is not God. Walam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. For example, if someone says that Almighty God is 1,000 times stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger. You may have heard the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the person who got the title Mr. Universe, the strongest man in the world. If someone says Almighty God is 1,000 times stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger, the moment you can compare God to anyone, whether it be 1,000 times or million times, whether it be Arnold Schwarzenegger or Dara Singh or King Kong, the moment you can compare God to anything in this world, he is not God. Walam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. There's nothing like him. This is a four-line definition of Almighty God given in the glorious Quran, which we call as the touchstone of theology. So all the gods that you people are worshipping, put him to the test of Surah Ikhlas. If your God passes the test of Surah Ikhlas and the Hindu scriptures have mentioned, then he's a true God. If he fails, he's not a true God.